informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe, Grace and Ella with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Rail retired their electric multiple unit trains, or EMUs, from service on Saturday after 40 years of service on the network. The trains, which were the first electric model to be used in Queensland, were also the oldest model still in regular use, beginning operation in late 1979. Commuters and railway aficionados were given the chance to farewell the trains on Saturday, with Queensland Rail running final services on the EMUs along the Ipswich, Caboolture, Shorncliffe and Ferny Grove lines. The state government has announced funding for the $2 billion Residential Activation Fund, which will support the construction of 6 key housing projects in the Bundaberg region. The Residential Activation Fund will deliver a significant $11 million investment towards 6 projects in the Bundaberg region that will unlock more than 10,000 homes, member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett said. Deputy Premier and Minister for State Development, Infrastructure and Planning, Jared Blay, said the Residential Activation Fund was set to unlock thousands of new homes across Queensland. The Crisafulli government is delivering on our election commitment to give more Queenslanders a place to call home, Deputy Premier Blay said.
In national news, researchers from James Cook University have found that coral around far north Queensland's Lizard Island has been almost wiped out due to rising ocean temperatures, with little long-term term chances of survival. Analysis of drone footage has found that coral bleaching has affected 96% of coral living around the island, with the bleaching mortality rate reaching 92%. Associate Professor of Remote Sensing at JCU, Dr. Karen Joyce, said in a press release that this is one of the highest rates of bleaching mortality ever recorded, despite corals at Lizard Island being exposed to lower levels of cumulative heat stress than in many other parts of the Great Barrier Reef. Experts are doubting whether the reef will be able to recover in the future with such high mortality rates being present. Content warning for this next story, as it contains references to child abuse. Fast-track childcare courses are being sledged by industry insiders, as the demand for childhood educators and carers is at an all-time high amidst the news of the alleged abuser in Melbourne. An investigation into the sector revealed that some of these courses are being used as outright visa pathways, with the education provided by the courses being bare bones or entirely fake. Some providers offer a 10-month diploma for childcare, as opposed to 4 years for most childcare educators. The diploma providers offer the 10-month course for $25,000, and with 6,000 students per year, it roughly equates to $150 million in fees towards that provider.
In international news, Elon Musk has announced the formation of his new political party, the America Party, amid his ongoing feud with US President Donald Trump. In the wake of Donald Trump's announcement, signed his self-styled Big Beautiful Tax Cut and Spending Bill into law on Friday. The Tesla owner fiercely opposed the bill, which would increase the deficit from an already insane $2 trillion under Biden to $2.5 trillion. This will bankrupt the country, Musk said. The billionaire has said previously that he would start a new political party and spend money to unseat members of Congress who supported the bill. For your weather today, Brisbane is feeling like the usual Queensland winter. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to